Yeah, I think in the sense that most people feel that political prisoners in Tunisia, and certainly the people out on the street, feel that they were people who have been unduly punished for opposing a regime that they see as equally or worse in terms of corruption and its own ways of breaching human rights.
Now, the Arab League summit is taking place in Egypt, and Wednesday, the Secretary General Amir Moussa warned that the Middle East was being broken by poverty and unemployment. Let me get a comment from you on that statement.
He's right. He's absolutely correct that the region sees a lot of unemployment, particularly among youth and those who have graduates or graduate degrees. It's not new, and we know that, and he knows that. I think it's a sort of a warning call to other leaders to hope that they can stem the tide of change.
Why is it now that he's making the comment?
In many ways, his back feels against the wall, or at least the Arab leaders are probably more shaken now. One wouldn't have thought that this would have happened in Tunisia. So this is a strong warning throughout the system or throughout the region.
Right there in Algeria, a court Wednesday charged the former number two in the country's banned Islamic Salvation Front with harming state security and inciting armed rebellion. And this is Ali Belhaj. What do you make of that?
In lots of ways, these regimes are going to try to repress any similar movements of what they've seen in Tunisia. Part of it will be by trying to remove leaders who are seen as potentially able to lead the same kind of opposition or to galvanize the people. The truth is that these leaders, as well as the public, don't really know what way the winds will end up blowing.
What do you think the developments in the last week or so in Tunisia tell of the power of the people?
You know, they surprised everybody. And in many ways, I think not only the Tunisians, but Arabs across the region are looking at this and realizing that the people should be much more powerful than they have been.